On Blog Talk Radio, and today is what? Soapbox Monday, and I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and yeah, we got some things, man, I'm telling you, it's time, y'all, it is time, you know, I'm going to wait before I do whatever else I need to do, because you know what, it's all good. I see there's a dang on song my kids, I ain't never seen before. So how's y'all day out there? It's a nice, calm, rainy day here in the central Texas area. And, hey, we needed the rain. We really did, man, because it's like, hot out there. So now it's no longer hot, so we good. for a couple of days anyway, because that rain is cooling everything off, and we chilling and relaxing, and we having us a good time. That's right. That's all I'm talking about anyway, right? Right. So, anyway, so how y'all doing out there? How was your weekend? I'm telling you, my weekend was fabulous. That's right. I had a good weekend. My child, you know, I was down in San Antonio with him at his basketball tournament. Heck yeah. Hey, they did good. National tournament, came in third place for his age group. Hey, can't beat that. Basketball, man. I'm basketball. I likes basketball. Only because of my child, trust me. But anyway, what else going on out there? How was y'all weekend? Hope everybody had a good one. Everybody made it back to nice and smooth and quiet, and you got back to work on time, and there was no major tragedies going on in your life. It's always good when it's like that. It is. It's always good. You know what I mean? So anyway, so now The biggest thing going on this weekend, I guess, in the news was the Trayvon Martin verdict. And, man, we gonna hit on that hard today because everybody's talking about it. But the question is, does everybody have the same outlook on it? And that's what we're going to be covering. We'll see how many different outlooks we can get on this thing. But anyway, before we get started, let's go on and get on what I do. And, you know, like we always do, there's some things we need to throw out there before we get it. First of all, I'll probably say this again when she gets, but I want to give a big shout out to Ebony the Empress. Ebony. Did an outstanding job. And you know what? I don't want to play that. Okay, I forgot my stuff there. You know what? It's always good to know that you can count on someone to step in and continue for you, you know, without having to worry that they're going to jack something up. And y'all know what I mean. Some of them people, you be out there, and it's funny because you let them do something for you, and you come back and you have to clean up a whole lot of mess. Well, I want to say thank you to Ebony for holding down the show, because she did an outstanding job. So once again, thanks, Ebony. I appreciate it. All right, now. Okay. I don't know. I was hearing things for a moment. Now, anyway, so check this out, y'all. I've been gone. So, house rules are as follows. We like to hear everybody's opinion. We love it. We want some more of it. Okay? It's easy. Call in 347-838-8622. Hey, let us know what you're thinking, what's on your mind. That's easy. Now, that's not saying that we will agree with you. That's not saying that we will disagree with you, but we like to hear what you have to say. What's going on in that talented mind of yours? Well, yeah, we love hearing that part of it. Now, once we have heard what you have to say, then, how can I put it? We would go from there. But call in, because, you know, we like hearing it. Enjoying life, I see you out there. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. 817, I see you. Wink, wink. All right. But anyway, let's see, what else are talking about? Oh, yeah, call in 347-838-8622. All right, y'all, I've been gone. Give me a break. All right, so anyway, we got that going on. Make sure your comments are short and sweet. Respect each other's mic time. If someone else talking, please don't talk over them. That's so disrespectful, okay? Only person to get to talk over somebody is me, and that's when the rest of y'all are talking. That's right. I'm the only one who holds that gavel to where I can overtalk anybody because it's my show. Get it right. All right. Okay. Anyway. Like I said, respect each other's time to speak. Do not talk over each other. And by no means, please, do not disrespect anybody on my show. Okay? We don't have that. It's not that type of show. It's not that type of party. It's not that type of train. You know, we don't do that here on Let's Talk. Okay? We disrespect no one. However, if you come in up in here talking off the side of your neck about a topic or something, don't look for Mr. Talk to help you out, all right? Because the only thing I'm going to say is you opened up that can, you came here throwing them haymakers, so now you got to take it. If you get put on the ropes and they start throwing haymakers back, hey, that's on you. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just going to put it out there. Guest 1799, thank you for joining us today. All right? I'm just putting it out there, y'all. Don't hold it against me. I'm just telling you the way it is, right? Right. Oh, that's all it is. You know, the house rules are there for a reason, you know, to keep order, peace, and calm. That was, you know, and that was the purpose of last Friday's show when I wasn't here. Get it off your chest. You know, get it off your chest. So, you know, be no animosity amongst. Why do we have our animosity anyway? We on a damn computer, right? Oh, man, that I didn't mean to say it like that, but the point is the same. You know, why? You know, I guess it makes the world go around, correct? All right. Anyway, so basically, that's the house rules. You know, don't disrespect anyone. Okay, because first thing that happens is if someone disrespects you, you're going to say the same thing. You know, that I'm being disrespected. Well, that's not happening. I don't allow it. And, of course, let's clarify one major point of interest here. Okay? Just because you think you may have been disrespected doesn't necessarily mean I think you have been disrespected. Okay? Now, don't get it twisted. All right, I'm not going to let nobody go in there and just downright, you know, call you names or what have you. However, just because you may think certain things are disrespectful in your world doesn't mean it's disrespectful in my world. And you have to put it in context with whatever we're talking about at the same time. You know, that goes back to my original train of thought. If you come in throwing haymakers, hey, expect to get something thrown back at you. All right? Yeah, I know they call me the white knight sometimes, but I'm not all that knightish. And I'm definitely not white. That's all I'm saying. I just want y'all to know that, okay? All right, so don't come throwing haymakers if you can't take any in return. And every now and then I see you out there. I'm going to say it again. You did an outstanding show Friday. I thank you for it. I appreciate it. And we're going to show you some love for that one because, hey, you did your thing on that one. See, I'll just like I said, when nobody's listening, I'll tell you when everybody's listening. All right. Now, hey, man, let me tell y'all something funny, though. You know, I kind of got caught up in between games on Friday, so I had to hurry up and do a song of the day. So I did a little montage, right? The only problem is I forgot to fade it out when I was finished, so it just ended abruptly. So don't hold that against Ebony. That wasn't Ebony. That was me, okay? I promise I'll do better this week than this week. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do understand we had some Rihanna played on the show. Okay, being that was Ebony, we're going to let that go. We're going to let that slide by because everybody know me and Rihanna, we aren't friends. But that's beside the point, right? It's beside the point. It was who was at the controls at the time. That's right. Now, anyway, now that I have the comedy hour out of the way. Man, I'm telling you. Wow. Anyway. If you violate any of the house rules, I will beat you upside your head, knock you out, and make you find something else to do because we have no time for that here on Let's Talk. All right? It's just that simple. All right. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. This is Soapbox Monday on Let's Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation today? No problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622, or hit me up on my email at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or stop by the Facebook page. Man, we got articles coming left and right about this Trayvon thing and a couple other articles relating to it at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'm there 24/7 damn near. So I'm telling you, man, y'all want to find out some more information, just drop by there. And there's some things going on. Okay? Now, I've said all that. So let's get to the quote of the day and the song of the day. That the song of the day is a good one, and so is the quote of the day. The quote of the day is so simple. You know, lately I've been coming up with some simple ones, but it just cannot get any simpler than this. And here's the quote of the day. By changing nothing, nothing changes. And that's by Tony Robbins. How simple can it be? By changing nothing, nothing changes. Wow. In other words, if you want it to be status quo, it shall remain status quo. If you want it to be better, you got to work to make it better. If you want it to be worse, just sit right there. It eventually will because nothing's going to change. Did I break it down a little bit better for y'all to understand, for those that didn't understand that little simple five words right there? By changing nothing, nothing changes. And apparently, that's what's going on in this country. Nothing's changing, so ain't nothing changing. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that one came from. That rolled right in off the tongue, though. It did. But it's okay. That's all right. It's there. It's there. But now what we're going to do, we got the quote of the day out the way. We're going to go ahead and ride on in with the song of the day. And when we come back, we're going to get into the topic of the day. Because I know y'all ready. That's what everybody waiting on, to see what Mr. Talk think about this weekend, what happened this weekend. But, boy, do I have some things for you. So I hope y'all ready. So without further ado, here's the song of the day.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I gotta be a poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a heat, bro. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark now, Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist, we under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, it's both tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems ever since, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's back and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way for singing in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheeky today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling to the kid,
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up. And put back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cop they can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's town number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that, 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 that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Never change.
All right, y'all. That was Just Changes by the late Tupac Shakur. What y'all think about that? Y'all think that song fit today, to fit what's going on right now? Even though he did it some years ago. Hey, I think it does. Hey. Well, it does. I think it does. Anyway, all right. So that was the song of the day, Changes by the late Tupac Shakur. Hey, y'all want to find it? Y'all know where to go. That's all I got to tell you. All right, y'all. Now, it's time. Let's get on with the get on, because everybody's ready to talk about it. Everybody put their 8 cents in. Everybody ready to say what they think was right and what they think was wrong. And well, let's do the damn thing. Let's go on and get on the topic of the day. The verdict is in. This is Soapbox Monday on Let's Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Talkin'. Let's get on and talk about it, man. The verdict is in, and the verdict was not guilty. It wasn't manslaughter. It wasn't what was the other one? Murder two? Second degree murder? It was not guilty. Wow. Now, here's the question. Did anybody really expect anything different? Or did we actually get ourselves all up in a frizzy to the point where we actually thought something was really, really, really going to happen? That, you know, that he really was going to be convicted? After watching everything, what do you think about that? Huh? I mean, he's been found guilty by what? A jury of his peers, right? Okay, I use that term loosely, peers, okay? I lose that, but that's what the law says. Am I right? That's right. So now, what's next for America? We done went through that. What's next for America? You know, as I've said before, just like this, this trial came down to basically the clash of two separate cultures. Okay, you had one culture that lived in a gated community that viewed outsiders, especially minorities, as, you know, troublemakers. Of course, the media had a lot to do with that as well. And we're not just going to say the media. Our entertainment industry, well, I guess it's part of media, had a lot to do with that as well. Right? Now, the other side of the house, we had a young black man that was used to being stopped, harassed, bothered, you know, looked at, cross-eyed at any given moment. So now what we had here was a clash of two separate cultures. That we did. Now, because of these two worlds that came together, was it really a surprise that a not guilty was the verdict? Really? When you sit back and really look at everything, do you really think it was a big surprise? I don't know, man. I had my own saying, but we're going to go ahead and get on into this thing. So I see somebody has their hand up early in the show, so let's go and let them on in and see what they got to say. All right, 7209, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you. What's going on? 7209, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, how are you? This is Mrs. Davis. How are you doing?
Hi,
Mrs.
Davis. I'm doing fine. How are you doing? How are you?
I'm good. I was not surprised to hear the verdict, seeing as though his dad is a judge.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't surprised to hear the verdict, not guilty, because his dad is a judge. But my heart was hurt when I heard the verdict.
Mm.
Very hurt.
Oh, very hurt?
Very hurt. But I'm hoping when they take it to federal that, you know, justice is served.
Now, let me ask you this question. Federal. Now, that's the other thing. The federal, you know, the Department of Justice say they're still investigating as far as civil rights. Now, here's the question I have to ask. Civil rights. What civil rights were violated? If we can't get him on a charge of killing this young man, what civil rights are we going to be able to get him on?
Well, I'm thinking, I'm not sure because I'm not in the law profession, but mm-hmm. I'm saying that I think this trial was for Zimmerman having the right to defend himself, but I think federal would be Trayvon having the right to defend himself.
Hmm. right, that's an interesting point, and I can see that. But hold on, I have Mr. Goofy on the line, so let me bring Mr. Goofy Bone in and let him just see what he has to say. All right, Mr. Goofy, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you, bro. What's going on?
Eric, please do never call me Mr. Goofy. That sounds like a teacher.
I know, that sounded kind of crazy, didn't it?
Happy Monday to both of you. And, you know, this trial's been fishy since the beginning. Six women, and, you know, all of them white. You know, we got one that's a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they brought out the dummy. They showed the position that Trayvon was in, and of course, you know, Zimmerman told on a video that his gun was near his butt, and you know, Trayvon lifted up his shirt looking for his gun, and at that time he still had his hand over his mouth and his hand over his nose, so that's two hands. Don't forget the one that's looking for the gun, so that's three hands. And then you know, he was pounding him on the ground. So it takes two hands to grab a head and pound it on the ground. So that's five hands that Trayvon Martin had. And it's pretty funny when the, you know, George Zimmerman's people are, you know, showing the graphic on their 3D screen. Where is the concrete that George Zimmerman's head's getting pounded in their own little graphic, their 3D graphic that they brought out? Both of the men were fighting on grass. So right there, that tells you somebody's lying. This whole trial has been nothing but lies. From the beginning, when the bail hearing, his wife lied about the little fun that they had. I mean, the things that's going on here, it's showing that you could get away with it right in front of your face. And hold on, Mr. Talk, I'm sorry, but let me just finish it. I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
The thing is, it's showing to the world that anything is possible. And I'm saying you could get away with it. You could go ahead and pull a Denzel Washington, kill somebody in broad daylight, and you could get away with it.
Oh, all right. So you think it sets a real bad precedent, right?
Oh, yeah. I really do.
Oh, okay. But, okay, so here's another thing. Do you think the so-called black leaders, when this thing first jumped off, actually set everybody up for failure by making it such, by getting everybody so riled up about it? Do you mean
Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the media started it off by using it as a race. That's what got everybody so hyped. Because even before the media, these guys wouldn't even look at the case if it didn't have no media attention. Now, these guys are more crooked than the law, so I wouldn't put my trust in both of these guys. So they sit here and try to portray themselves as good, you know, African Americans, when they're there talking shit about their own people right on TV, and they're putting their own people down. I mean, if you're supposed to be good, you don't talk bad about nobody. You don't hear God talking bad about the devil, and you know that he's a low life loser, and everyone should be like God. No, you know these guys. I'm telling you, this is Hollywood.
Oh,
these guys are straight Hollywood.
Okay.
For real.
Hold on, we got hold Goof. I know you about to get rolled up, but hold on, I got two more people want to come in.
No. I'm good. I got my own show tonight. I'm ready to go crazy my own show.
I bet you are, but you can start it on mine. Hold on. All right, 111, you're on the air, and welcome to the show, Vernon. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello, Hayes.
Vernon.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
That's good.
Didn't I tell you this was a mock trial? Y'all last week, it was a mock trial. Because they said he was innocent and they meant he was going to be innocent because the whole thing started out wrong. It was six jurors and it was supposed to be 12. Then you look at the whole court, you look at the whole everything. They were working together, the DA and the prosecutor, both of them. Because if you look at the whole thing, all the faces were white. Nobody, it's a one lady in there, supposed to be Hispanic. Now, who would have a the state didn't do their job because they all stood up together. So who was in there that was representing Trayvon? Nothing or nobody. His parents were in there, but it was all about Trayvon. So if they do a civil suit, them are going to have to come out with a better deal than he came out with this time. He might not be going to jail, but when he thinks he's going to write a book and make money from it, unless they get paid off and don't have one, we really going to see the real deal this time because he's going to be a flavor of everybody working in civil suit, not just
all
one
right.
people.
Hmm.
So that's
okay.
the way I see it, and that's how it happened. And they could have saved themselves from a whole lot of heartache if they would have been watching it from the beginning and when they chose the jury.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Well, let me.
Hold that thing
up here. Okay, let me get Vernon's point of view. Vernon, you there?
Yeah, what's going on? How's everybody?
We're doing fine, cuz. How are you today?
Hey, Vernon, happy Monday. What's going on? Happy Monday to y'all, man.
Happy Monday, Vernon.
Hey, how you doing, Maze?
That's fine.
Hey, you asked a question a while ago about what civil rights was violated. I mean, is there anything wrong with a black person walking with a hoodie on going home?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. not in our world.
So basically, Trayvon's face was violated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So are we gonna say that's what was really going on? That's the only thing we can really say.
Mr. Talk, his lawyer admitted it this morning. Zimmerman lawyer.
I want to see how long the Supreme Court takes their time at this, because you know they let the gays just have their way within a couple of weeks. I mean.
Let's get something right. Let's get something right away. The Supreme Court ain't gonna do no more than what they've been doing, throwing the gauntlet back to somebody else. You know, they throw the ball back into somebody else's court.
Supreme Court
ain't gonna
do
anything
about it.
They don't
have nothing to do with a civil suit. They don't have anything to do with it.
But here's the thing, you know, in Florida's funny little setup as far as their law goes, you know, there's a chance to where. The Martin family may not get a chance to take him to civil court. You know, because he can, because of it, the type of case it was, he can, I think, petition to have, to not be sued civilly. You know,
he can't stop it.
But, yeah, but he can't stop. I mean,
because
if a judge say yes, it gives him immunity.
The federal
so they really
over
can't
there.
Do anything.
Well, no,
the federal, I mean,
over,
come on, let's think about this thing. The federal government, what is the federal government really, I mean, I understand what y'all are saying, but you have to really, let's be realistic about it. Number one, the state didn't have enough evidence when they went into this damn thing. All right, number two, what is the federal government going to really do? They can't even solve damn Benghazi. So what they going to do down here with this?
Mr. Talk, his lawyer said it this morning, it was because of his race, because of how he described him. And his lawyer stood on the view this morning.
Like I said earlier, this is what we call, what I said was a clash of two cultures, okay?
Mm-mm.
Now, we, the black side of the culture, we know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
Now, living in a gated community where they were, they don't see it like that.
No.
So now what you have is a battle. Now, wait a minute. Now, now, during this same time, listen now, there was another trial going on in Suffolk County, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
a black
yeah,
man,
yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Oh, well, I beat you to it.
Yeah, you missed the talk.
Well, a black man was found guilty of manslaughter for shooting a so-called white male,
mm-hmm.
okay, teenager, unarmed teenager, outside his home last year. Now, at the same time, they deliberated Wednesday, and on Friday, the jury came back and said it was deadlocked, and they couldn't come up with a decision. However, come late Saturday night, they delivered the verdict of guilty of second-degree manslaughter,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this kid, he was 17 years old. You know, he was a white kid. I guess, basically that's what they're saying. And it was similar but not the same, but yet they found this man guilty. So I don't know. Can you? I mean, and these kids went to this man's house. All right, went to his house after his son threatened to beat his son up because of something that was put on Facebook about apparently raping some girl. All right, so now this man, he apparently, I guess he just moved into this neighborhood, you know, accomplished the American dream, what have you, and protecting his child and his property, he shot the kid by accident. Now, here's the part about it, though. I mean, I'm not going to really say funny, but here's what happened. In other, he tried to retreat when the gun went off, right? He said it was an accident, okay? He said it was an accident. But yet, during the trial, the same thing came up as they said in Trayvon Mountain. It wasn't about race. It was never about race. So then what was it about?
Mr. Talk, the difference between the man that shot the one in New York, they arrested him. They didn't arrest Zimmerman. He was free for how many days before he did?
Listen to me, but you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, okay, everybody say, well, what was it? What if it was the other way around? So now we have an instance to where it's similar almost, except for you got the different states and the different laws.
Yeah.
So why is all of a sudden it's not about race in one, but it's about race in the other, but both of them saying the same thing, it's not about race.
Well, it was about coming over to the man who has to beat up his son.
Okay.
One was following, and the other one was in somebody else's yard. Trayvon
was going home. But yet, both of them were the same way, right? Basically, when you come down to it, both of them defending themselves. Once both of them in two cultures clashing, okay? And then we got two dead young men.
Yes, two dead young men, but the way the system did in New York was different than the one in Florida because those people saw him sitting in the morgue for 3 days. Zimmerman was not arrested. So the media had to come to put Zimmerman in jail.
This is what happens when the media starts messing with things.
If they were to the forefront and his parents were trying to get some attention, it would never came. What would have happened? Nothing.
Okay.
It would just
hold on. Let me bring Big Chris
just
in.
Like they just
let me bring Big Chris in. Okay. Big Chris.
Oh, Big Chris in the house.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Let me walk over here to the side of the room because I'm probably breaking up.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Nothing but love for you, man. What's on your mind? Enlighten us.
Well, based on what I've been seeing here in Chicago, how a lot of the people in the white community, they're very excited about the verdict and how it turned out, you know. A lot of the white people were driving throughout the city yelling, you know, not guilty, that's good, laughing. And even the, you can look it up in Diary, Indiana, the Ku Klux Klan was, that's not too far from me, was having a fire cookout celebration, happy that, you know, the verdict was, you know, not guilty. You know, so some say it's not a race issue, but, you know.
Isn't that the deal?
It damn sure is, you know.
I don't know who denied that it wasn't a race issue because just like this morning when Zimmerman lawyers were talking, he said it was a race issue.
But how many times did they show?
And then all the times that he made the phone calls, they said he didn't make a phone call about nobody else in that neighborhood when it was a neighborhood mix of everything, but he always called on black people. So the lawyer said it was about race. It was about Trayvon's race. Looking suspicious, as we all do when we have sons that's walking around looking and walking.
Not just
how many
that,
times do they show dead bodies in a court? I've watched court TV almost all my life, and I've never seen one of the dead bodies. But over here, they're advertising Trayvon's body, and I think that's totally disrespectful.
And then another thing they're overlooking is that those people marching in the street that's protesting, they're not all black. They're a mixture of everything. They're white, black, Asian, and everything else. That is not a divide. They know that it was wrong. That's why they're marching out against it, too, because they know when something is not right. They're all marching together, young people. Those old ones with the thin minds and brains, those are the ones that's happy that it happened. And the people that were giving them that money
to
help
them
along with
the case. Okay, so you're going for 15 minutes. Let me ask this question. Okay, let me ask this question. So out of this whole thing, right, what was wrong about it? Was it the actual that Trayvon actually died? Was that the part that was wrong? Was it wrong that Zimmerman followed him? That's not, that wasn't against the law. It hasn't been proven that's not against the law. No set law anyway. All right. What else could we get him on? He didn't listen to a dispatcher who's really not a part of the law enforcement community. Okay, that's not against the law. So what was wrong besides him killing this kid? And they said it was in self-defense. Now, let's look at it this way. Let's look at, huh?
The kid was unarmed.
The kid was targeted because he was black. Nobody thinks about that.
Wait a minute, Goofy. Wait a minute, Goofy.
What did you say, Goofy?
You finish?
No, I'm just saying that the kid was targeted because he was black.
No, I don't think so because he was black, because the key word everybody keeps saying is kid. I'm 6'2", 200 and big, bold, strong, 600.
It doesn't matter. If you're under the age of 18, you're still a kid.
Let me finish what I got to say. He was targeted as a kid. I am a grown-ass man, 42 years old, 6'3", 250-something pounds. If I walk past that car and did the same exact thing, Skittles,
you'd be dead too.
With the hoodie, I do not think that would have been the case with me.
Yes, it would have.
No, I don't think so. I disagree, because he was targeting someone who was, you know, maybe a little intimidated by him and wouldn't have stood his ground with a nice demeanor as well as I would have done. I mean, you're looking at me, I'm looking at you. I'm not going to walk fast and act like I'm running and scared of you. I'm going to, you know, cautiously look behind you. So he was targeting the youth.
If Trayvon was a real thug, it would have went down differently.
He'd have been dead if he'd have been a real thug.
Let's talk reality. Trayvon Martin went to a store.
Hold up, Goofy. Hold up.
I don't think that he would have targeted me.
I said black. Dave and Chris start talking.
Who's Dave playing? Panther playing or whatever? Oh, go ahead.
So I guess, as I was saying, Trayvon must have turned from a monster from the time he went to the store and was walking back to watch the game. Huh. So evidently Zimmerman was out following him from one time.
Well, remember, he was high. Remember? Yeah. He was high. So he was getting his Skittles and his iced tea so he could go out and kill people. He wasn't doing a different thing.
If he was looking at somebody when they ran, he was just walking down the sidewalk, almost home.
No, he targeted
someone that wasn't a threat to him.
Yes. He had power because he had a gun on him.
That's what power was. I see it all the time. Me and four of my guys coming from in the middle of the daylight, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, afternoon, being loud, doing our thing. The police will drive past us to go and pull a little circular, triangular, curve motion around these 3-4 kids with backpacks, or slowly drive past them just to give them that, hey, I'm going to get you kind of look. It happens all the time up here, but I'm grown. Zimmerman wouldn't have done that to me. He would have stayed in the car.
Okay, well, let me put this out there, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong. If Zimmerman would have left the weapon inside the vehicle and then went and approached him, would that put a whole different outlook on what happened?
It probably would, because they both probably would be alive.
No, why is he approaching him to begin with? I mean,
that's what I want to know.
What was the point of approaching him?
Do
you think he would approach him without the weapon?
No, he wouldn't approach him if he didn't have a weapon. He would have stayed in his car and went on about his business or waited till the cops got there.
Oh, he would have waited then.
Point blank.
If that was an adult, he wouldn't have did that. He wouldn't have done that.
Nope.
So what does this say? What does this say about America, though? What does this say about the so-called free world? What does it really say?
It's free for some people. The systems haven't changed when it comes to certain people. They have a mark on. I'll put it that way. They got an arrow pointing at them. All of them have that in their psyche, that just because you look a certain way, that you are dangerous to society.
Well,
I'm big.
They got a target on people. That's
I'm a big guy, so I get picked on by the cops all the time. Why? I'm in the wrong part of the neighborhood, they say. But these fucking people, they have excuses for fucking everything.
And they
you can't be a normal human being and enjoy life without being in the wrong part of the neighborhood. Or I've never seen you around when you've never fucking patrolled this neighborhood. You know, I hate cops and their stupid ways of trying to fucking manipulate you and thinking that you're going to fucking bow down to them because they're the fucking law. Fuck that shit. I'll tell a cop, you are my property because my taxes pay for your salary. And I don't give a shit. And all these people need to realize that the police works for you. You don't work for the police.
But Goofy, if Mr. Talks to him and told a cop that, don't you think he'll be beat all up and probably in a hospital somewhere?
No, but there's another way of saying
it. I understand what Goofy's saying, but in this instance, the cops didn't have anything to do with it initially.
Initially,
so,
they say
have
something
initially.
To do with it because
initially.
They could arrest
him.
Not follow protocol after it
happened. No, I thought we were talking about being profiled and stuff
like
that.
Isn't
that what we were talking about?
We were talking about
targets.
Yes,
Goofy.
Okay.
Am I back on
here? Yes, you
now,
are.
Let's just, oh, okay, I'll just make it sure.
Nope.
Now, let's just say if that was me, because he's a 17-year-old boy. He's scared. So he ran. So Zimmerman saw, just like a dog or a pit bull, when a pit bull senses that fear, ooh, I'm going to chase him, I'm going to get him. But 9 times out of 10, if a grown man or woman was in that same situation, it's usually talked out. Hey, what are you doing here? Where are you coming from? And I would say, oh, I just went to the store real quick, man, no harm, you know. Oh, okay, well, just be careful. And that's the end of the conversation. But a child doesn't do that. They sense fear. They're like, whoa, I'm out of here. So he got charged up, and now it's on.
Okay.
I'm
glad you brought that up, Chris, because here's my point. Here's what I want to say about that. Most black men or young men, you know, hell, even us adults, when I'm driving, if I think somebody's following me, you know, I take precautions to make sure that they, number one, aren't following me. And eventually, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to say, what do you want? Right?
Right.
Okay, Eric,
now,
why
that's,
is that?
That's, huh?
It shouldn't
why
be that
is
way.
That?
Why is
that?
Because
do that.
Why do most black men do that? Why is that?
Most black men
because,
do what?
Because we
take
used to be
in, when they feel that somebody is following them. Why is that?
That's a good thing. I do that all the time. That's not a negative
it is.
Thing.
Yeah, because
we use my pot to all races.
Yeah. So
and
let's
and
see, people do that.
And white 90% of America is racist.
And I go back to my original statement. It's a clash of two cultures. You know, if you on trial, you can't expect for five white women and one Hispanic, I guess, to understand the mentality and the culture that Trayvon was a part of if they lived in a gated community or never had to deal with it. See my point?
The mentality is they had the same mentality as the whole court did. That was the problem. That was the whole setup. Everybody had the same. Everybody thought the same down in Florida in that area. All of them had the same thought. If he was guilty, they weren't gonna have him guilty. They wouldn't have said he was guilty. They knew he was guilty, but they didn't care.
He is guilty.
That's what they said he wasn't in the beginning, and they were gonna make him that way in the end. Because this whole trial was not about Trayvon; it was all about Zimmerman.
Why can't a black man get that?
And his father being a judge, and his mother being a court clerk, and all of that stuff all entwined together. It was just like a big family. Came toward one dead man and made their son.
Well, I don't think this is a race issue. The
yes,
people
it is.
In it, let me finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish. Oh. And don't be so quick to do that. I don't think it's a race issue. The people are making it a race issue, you know.
No,
but if
the people
was,
are not.
If was
the media made it a race
that
issue.
Whole town,
remember the Coons?
The whole
town.
Wait.
Just want to
hold
finish
on.
What I got to say before I get that.
Hey, Chris.
Attack again.
Go ahead, Chris.
The people, again, this is not a race issue. The people are making it a race issue outside of this situation. And can I finish, please?
I'm listening.
Appreciate it. People are making it a race issue, and this has nothing to do. If this was a black, I mean, if this was two white people, if this was two white people, would it still be a race issue? If it was two black people,
it wouldn't be. It would be amongst them.
No. But hold on for a minute, Mace. Hold on, Mace. Are you through, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Davis, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I heard something very disturbing on the Steve Harvey Morning Show this morning.
Uh-huh.
And he stated that in the South, they're stating that the South will return and they're starting to display those flags again.
Mm-hmm.
So this could have something to do with using Trayvon as a
message.
A message that the South is going to take back over and it be what it was once again.
Wow.
I agree. But it's still not a race issue, but people are making it one. You know, I agree.
If that does happen, then black people, they deserve what they damn well get.
Okay. The people in Florida. If you've never been there, can I explain? The people in Florida, if you've never been there, it's a whole different story and a whole different thing. That whole town is full of what people try to not say is not a race issue. Before Trayvon, it was an issue before him. Zimmerman just killed Trayvon, and the same people that's been harassing those people in that town are the same one that was in that court.
How can you truly say one? Small city, because Sanford is not that dang gonna be.
That's what I know.
Can represent a whole state. Now you look at Miami. Miami is mainly Hispanic and African American, huh?
It's a little city. I'm saying because those judges that's there and those lawyers that's there, black people were having problems before this even happened. That just brought it to the forefront. And when the civil suit come. Everybody's gonna see what town it is with the whole little town. That's how they do.
Okay.
It. How they do it, Morning Five Town.
So let's do the civil suit. Let's go on and say they do the civil suit,
mm-hmm.
and they all of a sudden do the civil suit, and Trayvon's family wins X amount of dollars. What is that really going to change?
They won't win X amount of dollars. You just want to really see what really happened, and they need to
go out, every last
one of them.
That's so
because Zimmerman will have to take the stand if they go.
Yeah, Zimmerman got to take the stand too.
Okay, and I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody want to hear what he has to say under examination.
Okay. Not his brother, him. And his brother walking around telling all kinds. Sometimes I wonder if it was his brother
what is he going to say that's going to make everything more ice creamable? Spreading the frosting on the cake. I mean, what is he going to do, to enlighten people, to calm things down? Is that what you want to hear? This man killed somebody and walked away like nothing
happened. And he knew it, that means...
And guess what? It was on TV to show the world that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, to do it.
No, he killed a child. This wasn't a grown man. This is different. This was tripping me out. If it was me, it wouldn't have went down like that. Or someone that can rationally talk to him in an adult
more
manner.
More his equal.
He'll be more equal. Like, hey, what are you doing around here? Because I lived in Florida, Gainesville, Florida, Orlando, and been confronted with the police all the time. And that was just like 13 years ago. And I could.
And we were. And me and my friends, we were.
People, you need an adult knows how to properly handle authority. You know, in the back of your mind, you're probably saying, oh, go fuck yourself. But we know what's going to happen. With a child, like I said, he ran for the hills. He's nervous. He don't know what to do.
He was trying to go home.
But have y'all really paid attention to how the white people got behind this guy?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
All
and
the money
just,
they
had a fund for him to get lawyers.
$100,000.
All the money that they put out there to make sure that this guy got off, man.
Before they even knew the story.
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, we're going back to the old theory of it's not whether you're right or wrong, it's how deep your pockets are.
No, you're going back to the way Emmett Till.
No.
The pockets had nothing to do with it. See, the pockets.
It has nothing to do with it.
Trayvon, the state.
Oh, okay.
Because Trayvon, my parents didn't have to spend any money. It was the state against Zimmerman. So that was the state having to pay for that. They ain't had nothing to do with it. They
okay.
Eric,
and maybe that
question.
Was the downfall. Huh?
No, that's a good question you brought up. It's not what I believe is who he knew. And I think it was also a lot of the industries that we support every day, like Dunkin' Donuts, back McDonald's, Walmart, they was backing him up. Toilet paper industries and a lot
the
of companies.
Brothers.
Yeah, the Koch brothers and probably all of them were trying to, was helping out too. In order, because that's the way they want to do is go back in time. Do like they did Emmett Till. Do like they did Emmett Till. Those people were not guilty that killed him either. And his favorite fight was a pancake.
A lot of products that we have in our household, with
yes.
those are the people that were supporting Zimmerman.
So let me ask this, and Refine the Design, to put this in the chat room. I might ask a question for her. Will this affect future court rulings? Well, how will this affect you? Huh?
Somebody well, I know you have jurors on a jury, isn't it? Not six.
No.
Say again?
This will
isn't it normally 12 people on a jury and not six?
Well, not in the state of Florida. It's kind of different. But go
yeah,
ahead,
it's
kind of
different
Chris.
In the state of Florida.
Yeah,
I want to say
is.
That this will affect, not future court rulings, but it will. We can go back even. We can go back before that. We should blame ourselves and the people in the state of Florida. It's their fault because of this verdict. They should be more careful of who they're voting for to be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Huh?
What does judge have to do with it?
People. Judges, you have to. The only way to be a judge is people. You're appointed by the president of the United States, or it's on the ballots when people vote. And then now on top of that. They're having problems with voting. Some people, some counties can't even vote. Not just for president of the United States. We talked about that last time. But they're going through a couple of procedures now, right, with questionnaires and stuff on why you want to vote and what you need to be voting for and how come you vote and how old are you, et cetera.
Okay. So now we getting on a – now we're moving from the state and local level. We're getting on the national level now when you start talking about things like that.
Right, you need to worry about who wants to be elected as a judge to make decisions like that. Study a little bit more about their background.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you look at the background of all those people that were there, you'll find a story where they probably all carry rubber flags.
Okay, now, you know what? That's you know, look. That's like saying that all black folk are either part of the Crips and
No. I'm saying
that
had something to do with the trial. I didn't say everybody lived there. I said it had something to do with the trial.
Well, that's the same thing that as the defense was trying to make Trayvon out to be a dang old thug just because he was walking around with a thing on it.
And
on.
I said if that's his business, he wouldn't walk down the street thinking he cool and he a thug. Okay, good for him.
So what, does that give him right to be killed?
Right, that makes him feel good. He think he a thug and listening to Young Jeezy on his iPod. Okay.
So killing Saudi makes America safer?
But see, and once again, that is the issue that we have right now and the reason why we're discussing this, because of the interpretations or the way we feel about each other. You know, we have these great... You know, we win them flags automatically. Well, that's a redneck. But when you see a black guy, when you see a black guy riding with a big truck with big wheels and win them flags, at what you call him?
Like
a black redneck?
A dog. No.
But you see my point.
But Mr. Redneck is not a bad person. A redneck just calls himself a neighbor. He's a friendly person.
No. No, originally rednecks were not seen as good people to black folks.
Well, no, those that carry that rebel flag ain't nothing good about them in no way or no how, because they don't like you. That's why they carry it, to let you know.
Okay, so now once again we going with the perception that everybody that has that rebel flag is not a good person.
No, they're not.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And for the record, I like to say I stayed down south for about 7 years. And I said this before. I remember a long time ago. I said this on the show. The racist white man down south was was my best friend because he let me know up front that he's my open enemy, and he ain't got no love for me. We just work here. He don't want me to sleep with his white daughter. I'm not coming to no family picnic. That's all it is. Up here, it's different. That white man let me know he's my open enemy. He don't like me. Just take my check and go home.
Mm.
He was
and you're really telling the truth.
He is. I've been confronted like that. They let me know. They call me colored boy. Look, I don't like you. Or you one cool colored boy. You all right with me, boy. Mm-hmm. I had to let him know I ain't no boy. And I'm not from around here. I went to school here. I like living here. And I stay down here now.
What
about the young man? What about the guy in New York that said he when these kids were coming to his yard, he felt like there was a giant lynch mob, and he remembered the stories that he was told as a kid of the KKK coming to lynch folk, and so that's why he grabbed his weapon and went out to defend his family and his property. I mean, if we gonna use that analogy, then why was he convicted then?
Because the same system put him in prison. That's why if one can stand his ground and the other one can't. Just like the lady in prison for standing her ground, she's in prison for that.
He didn't have nobody representing it.
Uh-huh.
Once again, we going back to how deep is your pockets or who you got representing you, right? Which takes money.
When it boils down to it, a lot of that is who you know and how much money
uh-huh.
you got.
Right,
you know,
and the part of the country you're living in, maybe?
All the country you live in.
Because this was like upstate New York, okay? And this was not a normal neighborhood. I guess you would say there was an upper middle class type of neighborhood he had moved into and accomplished the so-called American dream.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're treated like that for the so-called American dream, then the rest of us down here in the lower middle class section / poverty side of the house, we just out there with our ass hanging in the wind then, basically what we're saying.
Can I ask you something?
With a public offender that
when he was doing was he shooting them on his property?
Yes.
Yeah, he shot him on his property.
That's messed up. I don't see. First of all, I'm like the prosecutor, but he needs to know his gun laws because in the state of Georgia, if you shoot someone on their property, they'll just weigh that off and be like, okay, that was self-defense.
Okay.
If you got a gun and you're trying to protect your family and it happened inside your house or on that property that you own, I don't know. Every state is different, of course. We all know that when it comes to gun laws.
And there's the rub right there. And I was waiting for somebody to get to that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for somebody to get to that. Every state is different. So, you know, in Florida, everybody making this thing about this stand your ground law, but that wasn't the defense they used for George Zimmerman. They used self-defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I right or wrong?
You right.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Where is this self-defense? Here's a 17-year-old boy. Looks like, I've seen the picture, he's about 120 pounds. He couldn't restrain him?
Well, here's the catch to that, Chris. In the state of Florida, I don't care. I consider you the aggressor if whoever throws the first punch. Okay. Now, growing up, you know, in a black neighborhood, you the aggressor if you walk up on me wrong. That's how we view it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now we're looking at this thing as Zimmerman got out the vehicle, he pursued him, and they met up. So to us, in our point of view, where we come from, Zimmerman is the aggressor. But by law, but then once again, we only have one side of the story. So the only thing we can go by is what Zimmerman is saying. Now, the prosecution, the state, they didn't do a good job at this because they never tried to set in stone who threw the first punch because they didn't know. But the defense went as far as doing diagrams and stuff like that. So that gave the jury some sort of a mental picture as to what was going on.
Well, I think I would have done a better job because showing that Zimmerman was the aggressor because the people told him on the phone, don't chase him. And then a couple of seconds later, he says, he's running. And he started running after
him.
Zimmerman is the aggressor.
Yeah, but that's how we see it, because that's the way we're raised. That's what we used to. But once again, you have to look at the culture and with the surroundings he was in at the time. They're not thinking like that. You had five white women and one minority woman. You didn't have any men on there. So the train of thought was totally different. Understand what I'm saying? Hold on, let me bring Ebony in. Hello, Miss Ebony. How you doing? And thank you for doing such a wonderful show last week, Friday, for me.
Oh,
I really
okay.
appreciate it.
Hello, Ebony. That's all right. Hi, Mace. Mace joined me on my show this morning, so I thought let me come in and just say hi to you guys.
okay.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think the interesting thing is that, you know, the prosecution didn't do their job. They did not do their job, and the outcome is a result of a whole shambolic exercise in court. I mean, I just feel very strongly that we've been strung along, and that basically, you know, everybody's had their eyes on it, hoping that it would come out with even manslaughter, and they couldn't even do that. You know, he gets away scot-free. Now it's going to go to a civil trial in order to get some justice. By the time it's gone through all the, you know, the different, the different cycles to get something, I think they're hoping that people almost have lost interest. I think that's mm-hmm. what they're looking for, because, you know, it's a wearing you down process. Let's just, you know, see how long people can hold on to this, because they, you know, the verdict that we have is the verdict that was there from the beginning, you know, in that state. It seems that it's fine to do what he did. And no matter who the circumstantial evidence, the truth is, and that night, no one can really say what really happened. There isn't, you know, but there wasn't even enough doubt established around his testimony for there to be any other verdict than what there was. So unfortunate, but I really don't see anything coming out of it in the future that will support anything that is anywhere near justice for Trayvon. And the thing is as well that it now sets up the rest of the world to think that, okay, this is how it is, and know that a lot of other states will probably start capitalizing on it because they've set a precedent, and it's a very public one. It's a very national one for 2013. It just says black life is very cheap and we can do what we like.
Mm-hmm. Always been that way.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, Zimmerman lawyer said today that they were going to give him the same weapon that he killed Trayvon with because he needed for protection. Now, how does that sound?
Yeah.
And he has a criminal record.
There you go.
That's why I'm not understanding this whole thing.
Well, he has a misdemeanor on his record, okay? He don't
he
have a felony that was supposed to be. But let me read y'all something that Bishop Jake said. He said, in addition, he said all people of all race should be concerned that every parent who has a teenage who addresses in some stereotypical way needs to be concerned now, because we have now said it's okay to kill our teenagers. If they get in a fight with a person and happen to win, even if the other person is grown, bigger, and has a gun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And basically,
yeah,
that's right. Is that the message that has been sent?
Oh, yeah. Look up your son.
No. No.
You know, because someone's going to start killing them.
Well, somebody keep yelling, no.
No, no. Bishop T.D. Jakes is, he likes to play both sides of the fence. Okay? Because just the way I'm dressed now, I need to change that to be accepted. Hey, it's my day off, and
but
I'm going to wear what
Chris,
I feel comfortable with.
Chris, but that's not what he's saying.
The
that is not what, yeah, that's not what he's saying, though. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me let you finish, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Okay. It's like TDJ's kind of got like this method of when Malcolm was talking about, you know, going to the dentist. Y'all go to the dentist, and they Novocaine the inside of your mouth so it won't hurt so much, you know. So what he wants to be, he has this path, and I'm not with that. He has that passive, you know, conform to not really, yeah, just don't be yourself, but you have to conform to be accepted, you know, demeanor and attitude about a lot of things he says. You know, so what he's really trying to say is at the end of the day, what I'm hearing is, you know, it happened and that's forgive. Forgive. That's the most important thing to do is forgive. And
mm-hmm.
Well, there is a point. There is a point about perception, right?
Right.
Perception is not a crime, but most of us have a perception about people who dress a certain way or behave a certain way. And you know, and I don't say that anybody really, a young person, has to change to fit in. I think you have to be aware of what works for you and what doesn't work for you. You know, I say this. My son went for his internship today, and when he was going for the interview, I mean, he actually got it. He's now doing it, but you know, when he went for the interview, I had a serious conversation. Like, don't be going into no street slang. You keep it bloody professional, right? When you're speaking to these people, because perception will have you not get what you want in this life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't that, it doesn't mean that you are, you know, some streety or whatever. Maybe that's how you talk with your boys. No, when you enter a professional environment, you're going to have to change it up, because in order for you to succeed in this world and move forward in, you know, a lot of it is based on how I perceive you. And as a young black man, if I perceive you to be a threat, someone's going to want you out of whatever it is that you're trying to get into. And so I don't say that in, you know, because he does his rap music and all the rest of it, and you know, and I say go do all of that, but know which hat to put on in which situation, and know which hat to take off if your life's in danger.
Okay,
I agree with you.
This is more
speaking
like
of perception.
This was like a leisure situation.
Okay.
Just walking down the street. We're not talking about trying to work at, you know, Forbes magazine or nothing like that, or trying to get into the industry. That's different. But if I want to put on some jogging pants, some flip-flops, and a sports jacket and go to the store, that's what I feel comfortable in. Why do I have to be perceived a certain way? Even though people want to do that, now I have this thing in my mind, you know, and that the media and TD Jakes is putting out there now, you know, be careful about what you put on, because you may be a threat to others.
Hold that thought for me. Ms. Davis, were you going to say something? Y'all be talking over Ms. Davis.
Yeah, speaking of perception, when all mm-hmm. this started, Zimmerman was a clean-shaved head guy, built. But what did you see in the courthouse? They told him to gain weight and let his hair grow so he could be perceived as a middle-aged heavyweight man that couldn't handle Trayvon.
Yeah.
But when this first started, he was a shape. He almost resembled a skinhead.
That's right.
So, yeah, perception is part of it.
Yeah, and the perception is that.
In the game they were playing.
Yeah.
They need the game they were playing.
You can only go places. If you're driving a Mercedes and you're driving in the wrong place, or the cops coming, they're going to stop you because you don't supposed to be driving a Mercedes. You can be living in the neighborhood and trying to go home, and you're still getting stopped by the cops because of who you are.
I don't know nothing about that, but we're talking about, I don't know nothing about that, you know, because you will choose to drive a car, you can pull over.
Hold up for a minute, Chris. You say you in Chicago, well, wherever you are, but, you know, in certain places, now, let's be honest, we do bring a lot on ourselves. I mean, you living in a two-room hut, basically. But yet you got a 2013 Cadillac and a 2013 Mercedes sitting down the front door, but you're not working anywhere. They know this.
Listen.
So that is the perception that we have given them to look at. Let's be honest. See, I think a lot of times as black folk, we fail to admit our own wrongdoings.
Mace, my turn, okay?
Now, the second thing is, look at let's look at our media, our entertainment people. You know, and I sit back and I watch them. I watch them, I do. And you know what I watch for? What they're wearing. How are they wearing their clothes? You know, this has a big effect on our young people as well. So, you know, but we're quick. Now, don't get that. Let's get it right. Real quick to point the finger at someone else. But sometimes we bring all this on our dang old selves. We really do. Now, Chris, T.D. Jakes, he wasn't saying anything negative. What he was saying was basically what you were saying. You know, it's we have to be concerned that we cannot walk around in, you know, comfortable in as you say, comfortable clothes without having to worry about being profiled. And here's some more what he said. If you have never been profiled, been called the N-word by a police officer, or beaten with a billy club, then you won't understand why our youth run from the police. If you do not come from where I came from, then how can you understand me or understand how I would react to a situation? Stereotypical imaging is poisoning our society. Our music, the way we dress, is causing society to stereotype our youth, and based on the outcome of the trial now, it's okay for them to kill our youth based on person perception, even if our young person is doing nothing wrong. And that's just basically what I just said.
Now, can I speak? When it comes to how we bring it on ourselves, we don't bring it on ourselves because you have kids walking around with long coats on, hair spiked up to the hair, straight up to the sky, nose, earring all over their nose and ears and everything. Nobody don't perceive them as being something weird. But when it comes to the kids that do rap and all of this stuff, they look at them in a different situation. Why?
Mace, what roll-colored glasses are you looking at?
I'm looking at people every day that I
see. What, you're looking at something that we, you,
no
apparently you're looking at glasses. Something where we're not.
Okay.
Look, I cannot speak. I cannot speak for them. Okay.
Yeah.
I can only speak for what I see on my street corners,
yes,
and our music industry on a daily
basis.
But
what I'm saying,
Mace. No.
Uh-huh.
We bring a lot of it on ourselves. Now, yes, this was a tragedy, and it was wrong. But we still have to understand that a lot of instances we do it to ourselves.
What is it
that's
that we're doing
saying?
To ourselves?
I don't know how we do it to ourselves because, okay, you go over to the white community in the communities around the world, they can wear, you know,
whatever they want to.
They can wear 6 tongue rings, wear all the gothic clothes with all the spikes in their hair, with metal coming out their head. Nothing is said. Now, that's a threat to me in my black community. I'm looking at him like, what the hell? He looks like them dudes from the 70s group, The Kiss. Nobody is arresting them or threatening them. Now, if one of them white boys walked past Zimmerman in that attire I just said, nothing would have been said. But like I said, black people always have to conform and be Novocaines to fit in and do better. If they don't, they'll be killed. White folks ain't got to do. We the ones.
And by virtue of you actually saying that, then you're accepting in a way that it just is what it is. And I'm saying it is. It is what it is. Until we can make that change, until we get what we need, we've got to deal with what is right now. And so when you're telling your young people how to survive out there, they have to deal with what is right now, not what we would like it to be, not what the ideals are, what we are facing right now. Okay, so I'm not saying that, you know, we don't want to go to the shop and you know, and in this country, people used to be, young people were hooding it up big time. They've stopped hooding it up because so many of them got killed who were hooded, right, in this country. And because a lot of people's perception of hoods is that you're a criminal and that you're going to do me some harm, okay? And that is a problem. But what do you do when that's how the world perceives you? When you've changed the perception, you can say to young people, go out there and flash your hood and do what you do and wear your gold chains and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can do that. That's in the world when the world has changed. What I'm saying is the reality is what we have to deal with right now. So as it is how we have to respond to it. That's how it is. That's how I feel. I'd like to see change. I want to see change in my lifetime. But right now, even though you have a black president, there ain't no change yet. that change has not come.
Well, you know, the only thing I got left for my son, who was a young black man at 17, from going through all this I've seen since I've been a young youth myself, you can't dress like white folks do to express themselves. If you
That's
do,
what they want to do.
You might be dead. You might be dead. So you can't walk around and wear those nice colorful clothes and skinny jeans or all them things that you like to express yourself with the hoods and everything, because the police are going to stop you before they stop this white hippie with the long beard and these sandals and these colorful clothes and smoking weed right in front of the police. You can't do that because you're not them.
No. You can't.
What are we supposed to look like?
That's, that's the advice I have for my son.
I want to know what we're supposed to look like as people.
Eric,
well, there's
I get
some things we can do, and there's some things that, unfortunately, because we're in a racist institutional, you know, system, we can't do. And it's been that way for a long time, and it's entrenched in so deep that it affects you in education, it affects you in the workplace, it affects you so many aspects of our life. It colors everything. But, you know, we have to try and negotiate away our ways around it, but accept that it's there.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on for a minute. Ms. Davis, I think you called my name.
Yes, I get what you were saying, that black kids bring on stuff, because I came from the projects.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that was driving around in the nice cars and wearing the fancy clothes and living in the projects, of course they shouldn't have been, it shouldn't have been that way, but that was a red flag for them to get pulled over. Now we have these same people that live in nice homes doing the same thing, because of the neighborhood they live in, they're more than likely not going to get pulled over. But if you're driving in the hood, not more than the blacks that's driving in the projects with the nice cars.
Right.
But if you get the young guys, young white males, and they're nice in their nice cars, if they're on the outside of town, yeah, they might get pulled over, but you rarely see police going into these nice neighborhoods pulling over these white guys. They only do that when those white guys are on the outside of town. But black guys in those nice cars going into living in the project, oh, yeah, that's a red flag. They're going to get stopped and harassed.
But I'm saying you have lawyers being stopped, and different people have to, just take their suitcases and everything and dump them on the street just because of the car they were driving. And then you have men in suit. You can, sometimes you can't even go to work with a nice expensive suit on. Somebody got to
That's true.
So it's not only about the ones in the project. It's the ones that don't live in the project either. Then he got to have two suits. He got to have a suit when he get home to change in his jeans and look the way he wants to inside his house. And they even got to complain with the Muslim people the way they dress.
That's true.
So what about, do they bring that on themselves?
What about the Muslims? Muslims are getting harassed because that ain't going down.
They get harassed.
Not up here.
And then they want to make them take their scarves off and everything. That's
you're trying to say that the Muslims are having issues with the police and they fighting with them?
I didn't say that. I said they have a problem with the way they dress too.
Oh, they might be famous, but they not confronting no Muslims head on, face to face. No, that no Muslims. I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know about. I know about that throughout.
Well, I'd be around all kind of people. I don't know who y'all be around. I'd be around all kind of people.
No, I'm talking about Muslims.
I
learn
about what I'm around.
I know Muslims. Maybe that small, maybe those smaller Muslims in your community, but throughout the world. Ain't no police messing around with no
Muslims.
I'm not
talking about throughout the world. I'm talking about America, not throughout the world.
Throughout the world, Muslims. I'm talking about America, too, the real America. The Muslims here in America, ain't no police got no issues with no Muslims going up in their house or harassing them because of the
crime. I ain't talking about going up in their house and harassing them. Because in this country, you can't even, black police can't even arrest white people.
Moving on, we need to talk about something else because you're talking
about.
No, I'm
going to tell you, we sure do, because it's what I'm telling you, I know.
No,
and I know in little towns where they have cops that harass kids in the neighborhood, they just go through at night.
Muslim. I want to talk
it's
about people and religion, because that's against the law. You cannot mess with anybody. I know my laws when it comes to religion.
I didn't say nothing about laws. I said they don't like the way they dress either. Not just like the way we dress, and they don't like the way they dress.
They not approaching no Muslims like they would a civilian in a car, throwing their stuff on the street and everything like you explained. That ain't going down. We ain't doing all that.
Wait, hold up. Everybody wait, because apparently we still going to the left and the right. We should be going straight down the middle on this thing here.
Right.
All
right.
Now, okay. Now we know that the Muslim, the Brother of Islam, or whatever they call themselves today. You know, yeah,
right.
We know they're a whole different, you know, entity all in themselves. Okay.
Right.
So we ain't even going there. That's not the issue right now. The issue is this: we have a 17-year-old young man killed by a so-called neighborhood watch captain. Okay. Now, that was profiled. That was, you know, stopped because he just looked suspicious. Now,
right.
The bottom line is, as I was trying to say, is basically this. If, and just like TDJ say, basically, he said just better than I did. If you have never lived that type of life to where it has happened to you on a regular, constant basis, there's no way that jury, I don't care if it was 12 women, 6 women, 8 women, whoever, if you had never lived that kind of life, they would have never understood what that young man was feeling that night when all this went down. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, we and number two, and another thing is, what the hell are we rioting for? Why are we tearing up our own stuff again? What is that about? And why every time we don't agree with somebody, we got to get in the street and tear up our own stuff?
It was a lot of people doing that.
Eric, are you saying there's, I haven't heard anybody, there's riots taking place because of this?
Yeah, in some places there were. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They just realized that was Oakland, California.
In Chicago, I was telling you before, a lot of people got on, right outside my window, it was a bunch of white people, several white people, just walking down the street. Or they was driving down the street yelling out the window, "Yay, he's not guilty!" But and then in Dyer, Indiana, the Ku Klux Klan was doing a nice celebration rally, throwing up fireworks and shooting guns. But that's it. That's all I know.
but you're not going to hear about that celebration. You're going to hear about the one in Oakland, California, where you had a few kids burning flags.
Yeah, more than that. But hold on, let me bring Big Chef Rob in. All right, Chef Rob. Hope you got something cooking today that's pretty good. What's going on? All right, Goofy, your mic is open.
Hello, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Good.
And who's that brother from Chicago?
It's Chris, Big Chris.
Big Chris. What side of town were you on?
On the south side.
South side where?
East, southeast, Cottage Grove.
Hold on. Damn address. Yeah, because I was on 87th and Ashland, and it was some people that kind of stepped out in the street. I was at a barbershop then, and then I started getting away, I started going north on Ashland, and as I got closer to the western suburbs, I started seeing fireworks and people shooting and making noise.
Yeah, and they over here by South Shore, you know, Hyde Park Lake and everything. Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, that's Barack Obama's old neighborhood. But my thing is just like this. You know, I was listening to you guys and you were talking about Florida. It didn't surprise me that verdict at all, being in Florida, because Florida has one of those real negative histories towards race relationship, especially with black folks. That didn't surprise me at all, and I don't think nobody should be even shocked or surprised. It's just one of those things to say, hey, look, it's definitely time to go ahead and stop messing with these people, get your own. And I was hearing somebody talking about getting out. I think that was you, Mr. Talk, talking about people, we're getting out there tearing up our own stuff. If you pay attention to the majority of black neighborhoods, I know like here, in the black neighborhoods, ain't too many black businesses.
No.
Sure, right.
So, you know, if they tearing up stuff, it ain't our stuff. What house to begin with? Almost every, especially a lot of these black neighborhoods, the grocery stores are owned majority, almost all of them are owned by Arabs. So they ain't tearing up our stuff. I mean, I'm not saying what they did was right. If anybody's out there tearing up, I just think it's time to go ahead and get to your little groups and go ahead and decide to go ahead and do something for yourselves, because that right there, and along with all the murders here in Chicago, it's time to do something for yourself and stop fucking with me.
Okay. Now, do something for yourself, like who? What? When? Where? How?
The seed's already planted that these people don't give a damn about you. You keep on trying to go ahead and call yourself an American. They ain't treating you like one. If you look at, there's an amendment to the Constitution that's saying that we're going to give you, you know, some rights and stuff like that. Hell, they just voted on the Voters' Rights Act. They just curved that thing there. See, the conversation, it has been started. So now go ahead and what do you do next? Like I said, I've started a foundation. I'm trying to work some things out, and that's going to be one hell of a thing because I got some people really willing to get on board with it. Farming and agriculture is the thing here. Let's go ahead and build our own stuff and go from there.
Okay, Mr. Man, let me ask you this question then. No, I'm messing with you, right? Anyway, check this out, Mr. Man. So they say Trayvon's rights were the Department of Justice is investigating Zimmerman for, as they say, civil rights violations. So I asked this question earlier of everybody else, and since you're late coming in, I want to ask you, what civil rights were violated?
He profiled them. I mean, you got to look at what his own words and his actions, his previous phone calls to the police, his own statements said he profiled them. He racially profiled them. His own statements pretty much should have convicted him.
Yeah. Because he started chasing. They said, don't chase him. And
not just that, you know, these fucking punks, these assholes referring to a group of people. He called the police, called 911 several times. He got out of his vehicle and pursued this guy. And also it was said that they were trying to go ahead and get him for what was it? About dealing with a minor? Child abuse or something like that. I mean, ain't no way possible in a real just society this man would have go ahead and got away with that. That just shows you that how fucked up Florida is.
That boy was scared. That's why he went.
And I really truly believe he showed the gun way before he even shot it.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Now between me and you, Mr. Man, you know. Because I'm confronted or I'm stopped at times. Is that his name? He's saying his name is Mr. Man?
My name is Rob.
Yeah, his name is Rob.
Oh, hey,
that's Rob.
In Chicago, you aware or you know, I've heard the stories of when the police stop you, we have a conversation and properly handle the authority figure that's the police by conversating with them and just laughing. All right, we won't do it again, man. They might even say, you know, cuss you out or something like that, and we'll walk away. Now, that child didn't do that because he's scared. He's young. He see fear, and he ran.
You know what?
Let me handle that differently if it was me or you.
Let me tell you something. One of our biggest problems is that we don't know the law. We don't know the game. Even while that verdict was being read right outside on 87 and Ashland, in front of a store over there, the police had pulled over two cars, two unmarked cars, pulled out this brother, had his hands all on the car, older brother, put his hands out there going through all this stuff, man. And I'm like, wait, this guy just came out the restaurant over there, got in his car and pulled off. He didn't get no more than about 20 feet from the restaurant, and they going through all this stuff. Now, see, there's a few places here in Chicago I know of that go ahead and try to discuss, you know, when you have interactions with the police and try to go show you the laws. And what these cats are doing, the place is called Sankofa on Chicago Avenue, Chicago and Menard. So on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, I come over there on Saturday mornings because I have my restaurant across the street. But I still come over there and I make breakfast for some of these people. And so when I go ahead and I'm listening to some of this stuff, you know, some of the stuff I know, but when I go ahead and I hear what these paralegals and this one attorney is there, I go, damn, I didn't know that. See, it's basically when they go ahead and pull you over, it's a violation of that Fourth Amendment, that search and seizure law. And they done pretty much try to pipe that out by going ahead and throwing in that
Rob,
thing.
We go back and forth. And you know good and god dang on well the damn Constitution wasn't meant for no black man. But anyway.
I agree.
But look, let's check this out, though. But you have made a very, very valid point. And why don't we teach our young people what the laws are? Why don't we teach our young people what they can't have done to them?
Okay, because it's embedded in us. It's embedded in us not to do that. And see, if you go outside the norm and go ahead and say, let me see what the law says, then if you got some people in the neighborhood that think deem you a smart ass and don't want to mess with you until you go to, they see that you done got away with going ahead dealing with the police and they bullshit.
Oh,
and
so now,
name, badge, number, and everything else when you get stopped by a dumb cop.
So now we back to the crabs in the barrel syndrome, basically.
A lot of times, yeah.
Happen.
A lot of times, exactly. You got too many people. You got too many people that's willing to hold you back. But here in Chicago, if all you need to do is the more you know about this law, the stuff they're using and put in place to go ahead and to protect yourself, because they're gonna go ahead and use the stuff to go ahead against you. If we learn just a little bit about it, we'll be much much ahead of the game. And stop. And again, I always say this. You know, we are bombarded with so much fantasy and materialism. It's cloud. Us from going ahead and dealing with so-called justice.
Now,
in some of the cities here in the Midwest, it's against the law. I think one of the ladies was asked, saying name and badge number, you can't do that.
You can file a complaint. If you get their name and their badge number and they harass and doing something that you don't, you can file a complaint to the police department on the same day they do it.
Excuse me. She keeps talking when I'm trying. See
what they got Christopher Dawn on, right? Got him burned up.
One of the things is, like, that can help y'all if the police pull you over for probable cause, and if they arrest you and you ask them, why am I being arrested, they have to tell you. And if they don't tell you and you're still locked up, you can file charges. They need to tell you right there, why are you arrested? They need to tell you and explain to you, why are you being arrested if you ask them. And they'll stop right there and drive off.
Let me throw something else into that. The Rodney King beating was put on video, right? Shortly thereafter, in Illinois, they made it illegal for you to videotape cops. I think last year they overturned that ruling. And it actually slowed down a lot of cops doing a lot of dirt, because over here they had cops on tape just, I don't know, Chris, you don't know if you remember that video of that drunken cop was in the bar stomping at that bartender?
The bartender downtown.
They was about to throw that one out because it was on video. And Illinois, they was getting away with whooping your ass, and it was so many people videoing the whole thing. And on the west side over there in front of the hospital when the cops was going, when they arrested the news anchor, that was on video. They was about to put him up on charges. So in Illinois, it was hard to even for all these years. That's another reason you got a lot of problems and a lot of animosity toward the police, because even if you go ahead and get their name and badge number, and if you got it on video, they was throwing it out.
I think it's illegal. I heard something about that, because I was in the case and I called them and I asked them. They gave me a receipt. You know, when you write, I was in my ex-wife and I were in the middle of an argument and the police called, and I was calling them to tell them I was wrongfully, you know, prosecuted and stuff like this, and I want the person's badge number who did that and was pushing me and, you know, and throwing me in the car and hurt me really bad. I couldn't get no information, the name, or none of that, but they said, according to my name and ID I gave them, they are aware of who I am and what happened, but I don't know the police driver that did it.
It's on the police report, the person named that arrested you.
They wouldn't tell me.
Well.
You need to learn the law.
No, you know what? It's one thing to learn it, but it's another thing to act on it properly. You know what I'm saying? We can tell you what the law says, but do we know how to actually use it to our advantage? Do we know how to actually tell our kids to, you know, let our young men know, look, you know, I understand you being cool, but if this situation happens, this is the way you need to behave. I'm not saying Trayvon acted any the wrong way, but my point is, so let them know, you know, do this. That way we have something to fight with. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Hold on. This is the other side of that. Now this is a bigger problem. You can know all the laws. We can know all the laws being black folks, but they ain't gonna mean a damn thing unless you got some money to back it up. We don't have no financial clout. And we also ain't gonna have no political clout. So we are money makers to them. So yeah, unless we start, like go back to what I was saying, unless we start building our own stuff to have our own financial stability, we are not going to be stable in the community. And as long as we keep buying their products and going ahead and paying for your own destruction, that's what's going to happen. They're going to destroy us.
Thank you.
Oh, my, there's a verse. Go ahead, Vernon.
Oh, I've been wanting to get it out, but y'all been saying talking the whole time until black people stand up and realize what's really going on and start building their own things, man. They ain't nothing different gonna happen. They don't even look for no justice, man.
No.
I mean, you got the media out here, and you got and out just before I tuned in, I had turned to MSNBC. And one commercial came on about a concert coming up about Lil Wayne and T.I. And I'm saying, man, I had never seen that on MSNBC. It's just these people really, really make me sick. I got family in the music industry, and I got a lot of family in law enforcement. And when I see them get together, I've said, you two fuckers are the ones hurting us most. I mean, you guys you go ahead, you in this music business, but you want to go ahead and keep on putting out all that trash to go ahead and hurt us. Then they tell me, oh, it ain't like that. This is what the people are paying for. No, this is what the producer's telling you in order for them to sign you. This is what they want you to put out. So there's a whole lot of underground stuff that you need to be dealing with. You need to go ahead and when you talk about you want to give back to the community, you want to deal with your hood where you came from, that's what you need to do because those were the first ones to buy your CDs. First ones. Those were the first, the people in the neighborhood was the first ones to even protect you so you can go ahead and even be a cop. So you really need to give back. Ain't none of them giving back. They want to go ahead and go where these people are telling them to go, where they holding their puppet strings.
Okay. So, okay. Let's just kind of put it out there. So regardless of, well, we know what happened with Trayvon and Zimmerman and all that good stuff, but there's an underlying issue that needs to be dealt with so we won't have to keep having Trayvon Mountain, Martins, and George Zimmerman incidents going on. Basically, is what everyone is saying.
Pretty much.
No? Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Ms. Davis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you want to have something
to say.
Process. Oh, you have to process it. Okay. Ebony?
I have to process everybody's saying.
Okay. Ebony, you there? All right.
She's walking around the grocery store again.
Okay.
I see Goofy line is over, but he's not saying anything, so we probably know what Goofy doing.
I'm looking around.
I'm just here listening to educated people. Because all you guys are telling it like it is. But the sad thing is that there could be 100. There could be 100 of Trayvon Martin killings, and this still won't be nothing. Nobody will change it. Nothing will change unless something dramatic happens. What the hell is all that background noise?
There's some echo on you guys. Every time you
say
something,
somebody got a radio on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just saying that it's sad that tragedies like this, nothing's going to change.
You know what? Here's the thing. Actually, if you go ahead and you look at the numbers, Trayvon Martin was the only one this incident was the only one really got a lot of media coverage. But there's stuff like that going on almost every day in every city in America. There's something similar. If it wasn't for a murder, it's harassment. You know,
right.
and it's crazy. I was looking at a statistic today about New York, about the stop and frisk. 87% of them were black or Hispanic. And it was only 6% of them, the people that they pulled over, actually they put charges on them. So that means it was 94% of the people they stopped unjustly.
Yep.
But we are aware that goes on a daily basis. We know this, right?
But why should it be that way?
Because as we've all said in a roundabout way, we allowed to go on that way.
Allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, by being displaying, you know, suspicious activity or what have you. Just being ignorant of what we doing and what we up against. to be honest with you.
Let me throw another one in. When it was said when I was growing up, if you got a sucker, you bump his head. He ain't gonna stop you the next time from bumping his head. Bump his head again.
Wow. Wow. Now, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that.
Is that Chef Rob?
Hi, yeah. Ebony.
Yeah.
Ebony, I got a question for you in the chat room.
Okay.
Somebody want to know, have you ever met Poverty Supreme?
No, and he's the only guy in the UK.
Yeah.
The UK
okay.
is a big place, right? I've never met him, no. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, Benny wanted to know. I don't know why he wanted to know. I'm just saying. It's like y'all on two separate. Y'all on two separate, you know, ends of the spectrum there. But okay. All right. Let me bring this lady in. She barely got in there. All right, Miss Lady. Happy Monday to you. What's on your
happy
mind?
Happy Monday. I've been so busy. I just tuned in. I'm sure you've talked about Trayvon, right?
Yes.
What was the outcome of the conversation?
I don't know. What you want to add to the conversation? We haven't finished it yet.
Oh, I don't know. I just remember last week, I don't know. Because I was so busy. I listened to some of a show. I think it was Friday. And Mr. Knowledge was just in so enthralled with Debbie Daly. And I wanted to find out. What is that?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I listened to her for once, and all I just heard was I'm not going to say, but that was interesting. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh. All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, well, this is the wrong show. This ain't David Daly's show here.
I asked on Friday, Mr. Tucker, I did ask on Friday what was going on, but no one went to volunteer, so am I starting to hear now what's going on?
Uh-huh. Oh, so nobody wanted to get anything off their chest Friday?
No, they didn't want to give up. They weren't telling me what it was.
I had some papers to take care of. You know, I wanted to back up and comment on something I heard in here, this show right now about that rebel flag. And I think it was you, Mr. Talk, you know, comparing the people with the rebel flag to Crips and Bloods. You know, that's almost a good comparison because I if you go here and you carry the rebel flag, that means you supported everything that that rebel flag stood for, and it meant racism.
Well, let's be honest, man. Okay. But some of them people carrying the rebel flag, they have no idea what the hell that flag stands for. Just like some folk running around here with red and blue bandanas, have no idea what they were putting on, except for they like it. So they saw some rapper red around their damn head.
I don't know. I have to disagree with that.
Oh, Mr. Talk, don't make excuses for them. They know exactly what they're doing.
Exactly.
That's over. We ain't doing that no more.
Well, am I making excuses now, or am I
You're stepping back.
Huh? Say what? I'm setting everybody back. Oh,
you're
my goodness.
Trying to take everybody with them.
Oh, wow.
Carrying everybody.
You're stepping back.
Okay.
I said they're stepping back and trying to take everybody with them. Everybody's not
okay.
going to be going.
So I'm
going to
go back and say what I said before. So you got to be the so-called black guys, and I see them right here in this military community all the time with their big old trucks and they rebel flags, too. So they're right along with them, huh?
Yes,
I don't see that.
Where
do you see that?
Oh, don't see? That's what I'm saying. You don't see that, but I do.
But okay.
They ride around with me. I'm them in their offices.
Yeah, they be
you
riding
that
much.
They made
take
well,
them.
Gonna be some poor lost soul, brainwashed poor lost soul. What can you
oh,
say?
Now they brainwashed.
But
brainwashed poor lost soul.
Little did they know they're not carrying the right one because the stars and the bars is the flag, is the rebel flag. The flag that they're carrying is a different flag than
exactly.
the flag that they.
Exactly. That okay. rebel flag means something. You can't go here and have that rebel mm-hmm. flag and somebody not tell you what that is. A red bandana is just a red bandana. Okay, a rebel flag has
exactly
meaning.
Exactly what that flag means.
If I'm not mistaken, if you walk into the wrong part of a certain city with a red or blue bandana, they'll let you know you're in the wrong part, right? Then you'll run you out.
They
might let you know with a couple of bullets landing near your feet.
Damn.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All righty, then. And the beat goes on. All right.
Wow.
Well, I guess we about to say it all we can say. I'll just let y'all get y'all final words in. Hey, it's been another great show. I love it. Miss Davis, we got to get Miss Davis up because first time caller. Yeah. I'll make sure we make her feel loved. We welcome her back. But since you first got called, we're going to give you your first shot at your last words.
Okay, I say that it's unfortunate, but we, as black people, we have to have that talk with our young men. It's unfortunate, but we're going to have the talk, the race talk.
Mm. Mm. The race talk. Ooh, that just sounds so. Okay, well, that's it, Ms. Davis?
No, and we need to get our group back together, sir.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? You know what? you just hang on because we've been trying to do that. But just hang on, okay? And I'll get with you on the side. All right, Miss Mace, you up.
Well, we won't have to have the race talk in about a few more years because everything will be brown and we won't have to be worried about the race talk because most people will understand about each other and take the confusion out of the whole equation.
Oh, okay. The confusion is what's driving us all. Interesting. Very. Thank you, Mace. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. You have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.
Me too.
All right. Mr. Vernon, cuz.
What's going on?
And, speaking of cuz, tell cuz, you know, his membership about to be revoked. He don't get it together. But go ahead.
Well, he's working days now, man.
Okay. All right. You saved him then.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I just want to say, man, good show. And until black people realize that a people divided is real weak, man. You know, you can have your way with divided people. You can do anything you want to with them. Won't be nothing done about it. You know, you ain't going to never get no justice or nothing that way. You know, we got to get together. Black people got to start unifying and getting together. But I know I can't see it happening. I might not live to see it happen. But that's the only way they're going to be able to get anything done, man. They got to get unified. They got to get it together, man. That's all I want to say, Eric.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And as always, see you tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. All right, Miss Lady.
Oh, I second what Vernon has said. Just take a look at the gay groups and how they banded together, and they've really progressed quickly, the immigrant group. African-Americans, if there's any chance for survival, there's going to have to be. You know, cohesion and people working together and not tearing each other down, especially the men against the women and the women against the men. That's ridiculous. I listened to Miss Harvey's show. Oh, this is her show on Sunday. And there was a gentleman who was absolutely telling the truth about what black men need to do. And basically, they're going to have to step up. Black women have given all they can give. For the most part, it burns out. It's time for the black men to step up.
You know what? You were doing all right. You were doing just great until you had to go there, right? You were doing good.
You know, I was actually,
you know what? Boy, I'll tell you, Vernon, come get your woman.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if
true. All right, this lady. Yeah, well, some women need to step up, too, but we ain't even going there on this show. All right, thank you. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, my Goofy. God.
Goofy, where you at?
Right here, Mr. Talk.
All right, your final word, sir.
Don't be the next Trayvon Martin. People realize and recognize if there's a situation where you feel someone is stalking you or hunting you down, just dial 911. Stay in one place and wait for the police. Because situations get hectic nowadays, and you never know what the fuck's going to happen.
Mm.
People, you got to remember, regardless of race, we all bleed the same. We all have diseases the same. We all die the same. Just because someone's race is a different color than another doesn't mean someone's better. people need to realize we're all equal. But until we all get our minds equally, then we're going to be divided physically. And I'm done. I'm sorry, hold on. Join me tonight as I'm everyone has their Trayvon Martin show. I'm going to have mine. Justice Killed the Black Boy. Tonight on my show, it'll be on 9 p.m. Pacific time and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone have a great day.
All right, so I'll try and make it meet you there. All right. All right, Goofy, thanks. See you tomorrow, man. Always a pleasure. Okay, Miss Ebony.
Well, always a pleasure, Miss Took, and so a pleasure to sit on your show last Friday. I really enjoyed the experience. It was great. I wanted to say that, you know, people be safe, you know, and smart too. I think, you know, we all get caught up in emotions of the results of this trial. But the truth is, I think we always knew the outcome. We always knew it was going to be. Maybe we were hoping, secretly, you know, praying that, you know, justice would be done. But the truth is, it's what it is. You know, and we have a situation that isn't new, really. You know, it's repetition of things from the past, but I think what changes, anything that we can change or we can put on is ourselves. And I think this is an opportunity to pull together as a community, to recognize ourselves, love each other. We don't want, you know, we don't want this man had to step up or woman, but we need to step together. We need to step together because that's the only way that we can have a future where we live. So peace out to everyone. That's all I got to say.
All righty. Well, thank you, ma'am. And once again, thank you for joining, you know, taking care of the show for me Friday. Ain't nothing but love for you.
And I'll see you
tomorrow.
Happy to go to Goof, my baby. Tell him I love him too.
Okay. Well, he's gone now, so I guess he has to hear when he listen to the archives. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ebony.
No problem.
All right, Big Chris, you on.
Yeah. Love the show. Another wonderful, hot, good subject and topic, and the rest of the shows, I'm sure, will be all the same. Turned up.
yeah.
Just to go back on what the first caller said that's new, I agree. The black men in the community need to step up.
Well, that was Miss Lady.
Miss Lady, do what it takes to make our community better. But the black man is not the only person in the community. It's not going to just take him, and we shouldn't be looked upon as the savior of the community. It's going to take the elder, the younger, the babies, all of us. And so we shouldn't just throw everything on the wrong in the community that the black man is doing. Black people are geniuses, smart, talented. Skin is beautiful. Your eyes, your lips, your feet, everything is so perfect about the black man and woman. That's why we're so much of a threat. Because
I've been smoking.
I believe that we're not a race. Black people are not a race. We're a little bit different. We're different. So that's why there's so much animosity towards black people, even in the community. That's why there's so much animosity and hatred towards black people. Black people, there's some black people that wish they wasn't black or connected or related to being in the community. They'd rather be something else based on what they see people that look like them do. They embarrassed. They only see the bad. So all you hear is what black people need to do, what black people need to do, but never come out in a meeting and have good, concrete, good, you know, information on taking it to the next level. Like the other guy from Chicago was saying, hey, he in Chicago. I don't know where he at. Man, big ups, man. He putting it down. He in the community. He in the meetings. He's, you know, donating bread and lunch and doing breakfasts and whatnot. Most of the people out here on this show don't do that. They want to talk about what it's like for a black man to be pulled over in the car and be sarcastic about it. But we should look at Trayvon Martin as it should hurt all of us, because when Trayvon Martin died, we should look at it as that was my son too. He died. My son died. not just those parents, those people that suffer. We should all feel like we suffer. And that's my take on it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you much. You said a lot. All right. And appreciate it. And then we'll see you tomorrow and put the doobie down, man. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later, Chris.
All right.
All right. Rob, last but not least.
Okay. Everybody made some good points. I appreciate everybody and the thoughts. You know, I wanted to go ahead and feed in more of what Vernon said about unifying, a little bit about what the sister said about black men need to step up. You know, I agree with that. About unifying, I mean, it's, you only go ahead and get with those people who want to unify. You know, if we go ahead and have a meeting today and you show up today, that's good. If you don't show up tomorrow, then, hey, look, I don't want to deal with your ass no damn more. I don't want to go ahead and talk to you no more because that means you had a hidden agenda. Well, the only way we're going to go ahead and correct this situation, because a lot of these brothers out here, especially when you got to deal with that black-on-black crime, you got to look at the underlying message and what's putting them out there is economics, is money. You take that money out the drug game and go ahead and put them into something legitimate and show them that, hey, look, you can make it. We all can make it. The community is that. It takes all of us to go ahead and build this community. And we shouldn't go ahead and shouldn't turn our backs on the young people that's out here. And I think that concentrating on one of the two groups I concentrate on is the very young and the very old. And to Brother Chris, my boy Brandon, I go ahead and I help him provide food on 79th and Cottage Grove a lot of times. So sometimes he's walking up down the street giving out lunches, and I go ahead and help with that. That's my piece. Thanks a lot, people, for having me. Thank you, Mr. Tom.
All right. Thank you, Big Rob. And once again, a man is making it happen out there in Chicago. All right, y'all. What a great show. And I'm telling you, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Miss Davis, big ups, hugs, and kisses. I'll be with you in a minute. Mace, of course, always full of knowledge. Chris. Hey, Chris, be on it. Goofy. Ebony. Hey, Ebony. I'm telling y'all, Ebony. That's all. And then we got Chef Rob and Vernon Cuff. You know, hey, I want to thank all y'all for joining us on the switchboard tonight. We had some great conversation going on. Chat room, as always, full of stuff going on. You know, Bobby Benny, JJ, UK, Hood, Michael Type, you know, Refining Design, Enjoying Life, and all my guests in chat room, thank y'all for joining me also. It's been a great, great show. Hey, but y'all know what? The bottom line is this. And it's sad, you know, everybody is, I guess, concentrating on Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. But over the weekend, there was another trial about another 17-year-old that was shot. You know, yes, it was a white kid and a black guy, and the black guy got charged. I understand, you know, different laws, different places. But those are two things that we're looking at, but what we're failing to look at is what's going on inside our own communities on a daily basis, where it's us against us, you know? And I like to say the crabs in the barrel, but most of the time these crabs don't even get from the bottom of the barrel to get near the top. You know why? Because they too busy killing each other on the bottom. They never have a chance to reach the top. So let's educate our youngsters. You know, yeah, we supposed to be the grown-ups. We supposed to have all this great knowledge and intelligence and all this going on, but yet we're failing to pass it down to our youngsters. And I truly believe if we pass something down to them, just a little bit of knowledge, and steer them in the right way to where they can go and find more knowledge, we won't have too many more Trayvons or Daniel Carrillo. Because we'll give them some type of ammunition to avoid having to go through that. And then some parents won't have to worry about losing their child either. Okay? Well, those are my last words. I want to thank you once again. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. If you got any comments or anything for a title you want to use, want me to use for the show, just send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or stop by my Facebook page. Like my Facebook page. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'll be there right after the show. Hey, we can chat there if you want to. But anyway, hey, thank you everybody for calling. Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. But before you forgive with that open heart, make sure your heart is pure and you're forgiving yourself first. Okay? Hey, y'all, it's been a pleasure. Till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, and 12 Pacific. I'm gone. We're going to get on out of here with two parking changes, and I'll see y'all then. I am out of here.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less ugly mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. I can the devil take a brother if he's close to me. I let it go back to when we played as kids and then hang. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real time to heal each other. And as all it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we fat and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheap today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
Hey, but that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East.